Dear brothers and sisters, a very good morning to each and every one of you who are joining us in this worship service. I believe it's always a joy for each and everyone as we gather to recognize and also to acknowledge that this God that we worship is a God who is with us and a God who wants to journey along with us. You know, recently I came across a story about a man who fell from the cliff, but he managed to grab a tree on his way down. And so as he was just hanging on the tree, you know, he was just in desperate need. And so he looked up and he shouted, "Is anyone up there?" And after a while, he heard a voice, very powerful, strong voice that came. And the voice went like this, "I'm here. I'm the Lord. Do you believe me?" And this man was so excited, he said, "Yes, Lord, I believe you. I believe that you are there and you are able to help me." And he said, "Lord, I can't hang on too much and I need your help right now." And the Lord immediately responded by saying, "You know, yes, I'm here to help you. If you really believe me," he said, "just let go and I will carry." So this man was just struggling within himself. Should I let go? And after a moment of silence, he looked up again and he said, "Is anyone else up there? Is anyone else up there?" This man knew that this God is able to help him. But when it came to a top point of his life, a challenging moment in his life, a difficult circumstances in his life, he was having a struggle. Should I call on God? Should I lean on to God? And today, my friend, I want to look at a theme called Facing the Future with God from Isaiah chapter 41, verses 8 to 20. It's a very interesting passage that speaks to us about how we can face the future with confidence, knowing that God is in control of our lives. Let's pray and ask God as we spend some time. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can come in your name, O God, to worship you, to bless your name. And Lord, as we spend some time to listen to your word, to your voice, we pray, God, that you will give us sensitive ears, O God, to hear your word and to draw strength from your word. In Jesus' most wonderful and loving name, we pray. Amen. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, it's a very familiar passage or even a familiar verse to many of us. It is said that for the past couple of years, many people in this world have highlighted this particular verse because they need confidence, they need encouragement, they need help and assurance from God. And let me read Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. It goes like this. The Lord says, "For do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." You know, many people in times like this, especially when we face a difficult situation in our life, when things are beyond our control, when we are in a very desperate situation, we tend to lean on to God's word. We want to draw strength from God's word. And many, even today, have highlighted Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Because we need encouragement. We need someone to come and encourage us and to tell us not to fear. And God is telling the people of Israel, the chosen one, the one that God have been very carefully leading them through in their difficult moments of life. And he says, "Fear not." And the words of God is not an empty word, my friend. It is not a word just to calm them down. But it's a word of caution. It is a word of comfort. And it's a word that has been repeated again and again. And God says, "Fear not." I believe the same word that God is speaking to the people of Israel is also the word that is also giving to us. So my friends, wherever you are, if you're a child of God, and this is what the Lord tells us, fear not. I am with you. Do not be dismayed. Do not be discouraged. Do not be disheartened because I am your God. I will strengthen you, help you, and I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. You know, there are three things that I want to draw from this particular chapter 41. But just to give you a context, what's happening in chapter 41, realize that God is contending with the nations and expressing His control, His sovereignty over all human events. And in verse 8 to 10 onwards, God assures Israel, the offspring of Abraham, that He is there with them throughout history, that He will guide them, that whatever it's happening in their life is for their good. It will benefit them at the end of the day. And so He says in verse 10, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed because I am with you and I am your God. You know, we have heard such words even from our friends when we go through a difficult time, they will say, fear not. But when God says, fear not, you know, we can trust His word. Why? Let's look at Isaiah chapter 41. This God is a God that is worthy to be trusted, my friend. Firstly, in verses 1 to 9, we read that this God is the God of history. In verse 4, He says, who have done this and carried it through, calling forth the generation from the beginning. I am the Lord with the first of them, and with the last I am He. And so when you read verses 1 to 9 of Isaiah 41, you know, God is just bringing them, helping them to reflect that throughout history that He's been their God. He's been just guiding them. Even when you read in verse 2, He says, who has stirred up one from the east, calling him in righteousness to His service. So some scholars say it was God used Cyrus to help the people of Israel to be released from their captivity. And so God is reminding them that He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, that He has been working in their lives throughout history, my friend. And God is in control of everything that happens in our life and also in the generations. And today, when we look at these words, they are powerful reminders. The way God reminded His people, I believe that God is reminding us that this God is a God who knows our past, who knows our present, and a God who knows our future. You know, when you read that scripture, you know, there are numerous examples where people have affirmed that this God is a God who's in control of everything. For example, Job says in Job 31:4, he says, does He not see my ways and count my every step? And then in verse 21 of Job 34, he says, His eyes are on the ways of men. He sees every step. Yes, my friend, today you and I can place our confidence in this God. When God says, fear not, we can have confidence in Him because He's the God of history. He's the one who's a creator. He's the one who sustains the world. He knows what's happening. He knows what is going to be happening in this entire world. And so there is nothing for us to fear. And so as Christians, we can have hope and in confidence in God. So what is your fear today? What's your discouragement? What are the things that's actually been bothering you? And God wants us to count the many blessings that He has given us in the past. And this God will is able to do today and also in the future. And so God reminds the Israelites that He is the God of history. And He says, do not fear because I'm the God of history. I know. And secondly, He says, you need not fear because that He reminds them that He is the God and He is our defense. In verse 2, let me read verse 2 again. He says that He is our defense. He says, for do not fear, I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You know, the people of Israelites were always worried. Read the history of the Israelites. There were many battles they had to fight. There were many sufferings they encountered, you know, and there were a lot of issues they were facing in their journey. But at every stage of their life, at every moment of their life, God was their defense. And God was there with them. And this is what God reminds them again and again and again. I believe God is also reminding us again and again. And He says, I am your defense. You know why? Because in verse 8, He says, you know, Israel, you're my servant. Jacob, whom I've chosen. And he says in verse 8 again, that you are the descendants of Abraham, my friend. In other words, He says, you're my servant. You're my chosen one. And in verse 9, He says, I'm your defense because I have called you. I have personally called you. And I will not reject you. What a powerful, encouraging word that God is giving to us. That He has never rejected us, my friend. Today we live in a time where a lot of concerns in this world, not only the pandemic, but I think because of the pandemic and because of many other issues, we realize that, you know, many lives have been affected. Even today we talk about climate change, we talk about racial issues, we talk about many tensions that's in the world. But God tells us that He is our defense. He is there for us to guide us. And when God says that He is with us, those words are not empty words. Many a times when we write emails, we normally end our email by saying, stay safe, do not fear. But when God says, it's totally different. He says, I'm with you. In other words, He says, my presence is with you. And in many passages we read that His presence not only is with us, but it will go before us to lead us and also to guide us. His presence, His powerful presence will be with the Israelites, and His powerful presence will be with us. And if God is with us, we've got nothing to fear. No man can come against us, my friend. And then He also says in verse 8, do not be dismayed. In other words, do not be discouraged. Do not lose the enthusiasm that you have. Because discouragement is one of the prevailing problems of today. And it is one of the tools that Satan begins to use. But God says, do not be discouraged. You know, because I am your God. In other words, God says, you know, I am your God who not only created you, but I will sustain you. I am with you to preserve you, to protect you, to guide you. There are numerous examples that we read in the scriptures. And I think a very familiar person is King David. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, you read that, you know, David was greatly depressed or, you know, distressed. You know, David was a great man. A man who lived a life for God. But even then he went through a time in his life, there was great distress in his life. In 1 Samuel 30 verse 6, it says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. He found encouragement. He found hope. He found, aspiration only through his relationship with God. And that's what God reminds us. The same David also says in some 94 verse 22, he says, but God has become my fortress, my God, the rock in whom I take refuge. Yes, my friend. Today, God is our defense. If God is with us, who can be against us? And that is our hope. But today, we need to ask ourselves, do we see God as our defense? Do we really... Like the man that I was sharing about the story earlier. And say, Lord, you are my defense. You will see me through. You will guide me through. You will help me, God, in difficult path of my life. The Word of God reminds us, my friend, that our names are written on the palms of God's hand. This God is our defense. Nothing, nothing in this world can come against us if God is with us. If we have a relationship with us, we can face our tomorrows with boldness, with courage, without fear, because God is our defense. He is the protector. He is the guide. And lastly, you know, let's look at this passage again. And in verses 14 onwards, you begin to realize that God is the one who gives victory. In verse 14, he says, "Do not be afraid, you worm Jacob. Do not be afraid." And he says, "I myself will help you." In other words, you're going to have victory. It's not only through your power, through your means, but it's through me. He says, "I myself will help you," declares the Lord. And he says, "I am your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel." And it goes on, right? In verse 15, he says, "You will thresh the mountain and crush them and reduce the hills to chaff." In other words, you know, what is God trying to say? That through his people, he will bring the other kingdoms down. Kingdoms much more greater than the Israelites. God will bring others down. And God used his people. I think history will attest to that. That this was a very small nation, a small group of people. But because God was with them, and God gave them the victory. God was their help. And so as God said, "I'm your Redeemer, I myself will help you." And God helped them. There were many obstacles, many struggles they faced. But God was with them, my friend. And today, that's a powerful reminder for each and every one of us. That it is Jesus, it is God who gives us victory. He gives us victory over sin. He gives us victory over our enemies, my friend. He gives us victory over the many struggles that we might face in our life. He's the one who's able to see us through in every moment of our life. Because we belong to him. Because we are his children. And as a heavenly Father, he is always there to be with us, to help us, and to guide us. And so, my friend, let me encourage you throughout these days. As God reminded the people of Israel, "Fear not," and this word of promise comes to us. It is not a lip service from God, but God who created the entire world, God who is beyond space and time, reminds us, "Fear not, because I am in control of history. I know your yesterdays, your todays, and your tomorrow. And I am your defense. If I'm with you, nothing comes against you. And in my name, in Jesus' name, we have victory." And throughout scripture, you realize the people of God had victory because of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we need to ask where our eyes are looking. Where are we looking? Let me conclude by sharing a story. The life of John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement. One day John Wesley was walking, and then he met a troubled man. And this man, you know, wanted to have a conversation with John Wesley. He expressed his doubt about the goodness of God. He said, "No, I really struggle about the goodness of God. I do not know what should I do with all the worries and the troubles that comes across my life and my mind." So John Wesley listened for a while. At the same moment, when John Wesley was looking, speaking to this man, he saw a cow that was looking over a stone wall. And immediately John Wesley asked that man, "Why that cow? Can you see that cow? Why is that cow looking over the wall?" The man said, I do not know why that cow is looking over the wall. And Wesley replied, he said, "The cow is looking over the wall because she cannot see through it. That is what you and I should do. We can't see through a problem, but we need to look over it. In other words, we need to be looking at God. As the psalmist says, you know, I look up to the mountains, to the hills, where my help comes from. My help comes from God, the creator of heaven and earth. Yesterday, my friend, when fear grips us, fear of the unknown grips us, when fear of the times that we live grips us, you know, where do we look? Do we look at the wall, the troubles, or do we look over it and see a God who's able to help us, because He's the God of history, a God who will defend His people, a God who always wants us to give victory, and victory is assured in Christ. Let's pray. Let's pray in confidence. Let's pray that God will continue to be the shepherd and the guide of our life. Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You, Lord, that Your word is so powerful, O God. It is sharper than the two-edged sword. We know Your word, O God, but we pray that we will trust Your word. Trust in Your promise and trust in Your power. And so help us, O Lord, to lean on to You at every moment of our lives. We thank You, Lord, because You are our Redeemer. In Jesus' most wonderful and loving name we pray.